Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 481. We talk about how Kadosh the idea of Aina is, and that we see that in the Kadosh HaKadosh and the Keruvim were arranged in the form of a man and a woman embracing each other in love. And the Gemara, Yuma Dafnun Dal Ramal, says that when the Yidin went to be Oyla Regal, the Kohanim rolled up the curtain for them, showed them the Kruvim, Shayimaruurim Zalzad, they were clinging to one another, Va'imrim Lahem, and the Kohanim told the rest of the nation, Ru'uchi Baschem Lefnei Amokin, look at how beloved you are before Hashem, Kechibas Zachar Unikeva, like the love of a man and a woman. You see from here, by the way, if the Torah is comparing Chiba to Kechibas Zachar Unikeva, that's the shayrish of it. This is the mikar for it. This is the reason why there's such a pull there, where it's often misused, but when used the right way, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And then it says in Baba Basra that when they stopped doing the Ratzon of Hashem, then nifredu ha-kruvim zeh mizeh, the kruvim separated from one another. They have to ask Pnei Mal HaBayis, and they turned their face towards the bayis. So there's no better way to prove than from this Gemara of how Hashem made this special nes to show that Hashem's love for the nation is as the love of a man and a woman embracing. That is Kodesh Kadoshim Be'etzem. Rashi over there in Yuma says, HaKruvim, Medubakim Zebezeh. They were attached, connected to each other. V'achuzim O'mechapkin Zezeh. And they were holding each other and they were embracing each other. Kezochar HaChoyvik Esanakeva. Like a zohar that embraces an akeva. From this Lashon HaMashma, it wasn't an actual chibur completely. Now, Rabbi Isaac Sherin, the Kuntres Kedushas Yisrael, where again we had shiurim on it, you're welcome to WhatsApp me and I could send you those shiurim we send on Sundays. He says that the chibuk of, that's the Musak Ruvim in the Migdash, Chalila to think that it's a chibur itself. That it wouldn't depict. But it's a tzir from the ahava and the taiva before the maisa hachibur. Other mefarshim don't explain that the pulas hatashmish mamish was described there. The Ravid in Sefer Yetzirah, Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel says, "Kima'ar ish ulavoyes." And Rabbi Bar Shila says, "Ki ish hamu'ura belavoyes shaloi, ki ish hadavik beishte b'shas maisa side v'davik beishte voil basa echad." So from there it's mashma that it was mamish, the actual union. And the Torah Ayah from Rav Meir Papirash and Parshas Chayesara says the same thing. Which is Yisoy D'chura B'nukva, V'anukva D'chura, B'soy T'sameach Reyim Ahuvim, V'samachti Mehem. So there's mefarsha that say it actually showed the actual act itself. Ki azochar nehenne b'shas hashpo. And the Shalah in Parshas Yesha, Parshas Miketz Vayigash, in Torah Ur, Oysir Aleph, says also, Ma'oz nisyachtu akruvim ki ma'or ish lovoyas, v'chibet ish im isha shalohu aide bris mila shuhu yisoid. So you see again, it's the very act. The Chasam Sefer, Arichayim, and the Tshuva, Nunhei, ki loshan arayas udveikus v'hashrosha zeh bezeh, I'm not translating everything into English here, but I'm just giving you the Mar Mekoymos, where you have a Chiluke Deus, whether the Kruvim embracing was the Chiba pre-Tashmish or the actual Tashmish. But either way, it's still significant and seemingly strange to us. And the Igros HaKodesh, the Ramban says, basically, this concept, listen carefully, V'ilu haya hadover genai, if this would be a repulsive act, the taiva pre-tashmish, according to some mefarshim, or the actual tashmish that was depicted by the kruvim, according to those mefarshim, loy haya mitzava rebbeinu shloilam laseis kacha. Hashem would not have ordered the kruvim to do this. V'losam oisei b'mokam ayoisei kodesh b'torah shebechol yishuv, and to put this, the kruvim, to do this b'shas aliyah l'regel, to show it to the whole nation, and put it in the holiest place in the entire world? Why? How could Hashem do that? Elamai, it blows our mind. But the bottom line is, it is Kodesh Kodashim. Now, for a person who doesn't understand that Mitzvah Aina is a sacred act, bringing a couple together in complete unity, this will be extremely strange. To show such an exhibition in a public forum by Aliyah LaRegel, and even when not, but in the holiest place on earth, in the holiest place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right by the Evan HaShasiyah. But the Jews in those days understood it. They saw this. They didn't get all of a sudden tivus in their heads. They understood it. Every time they were Oyla LaRegel, they saw this nace. And they what did they learn from this nace? How much Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. Now, the Goyim came in there, and they didn't understand what was going on. And they were even were mevazed, as it says in the same Gemara. Rish Lakish says that when the Goyim went into the Heichel and they saw these Kruvim, whether Urim Zebazem means the Taivan embracing pre-Tashmish or actual Tashmish, they made fun. They went out and they said, these Yidin, Shebechosan Bracha Klasin Klala, meaning what they say is blessing is blessed and what's cursed is cursed, meaning they're on the high level. Yasku Bidvarim Halalu. They're involved in imagery with these things, and miyad hizilum, and they disgrace them. And that's what Eicha Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches says: Ki mechabdeha hizilua, they were disgraced. Ki ro ervasa, they didn't understand what they saw with the erva. So the question, though, is the Mefarshim ask, and we're going to go into it a little bit: is why indeed did Hashem show this when the Goyim went into the Beis Hamikdash? At the time, it was Enos and Ritzayna Shal Makim. The reason the Churban happened was because of Averis. So why were they embracing then? Didn't we learn that they were embracing only when they were doing the Ritzayna Shal Makim? So one teretz is to show the Goyim. They misunderstood it and they made fun of it. But Hashem was trying to tell these Goyim, don't think because I'm sending them into Golos that I don't love them. So Hashem made it purposefully that they should embrace again to show these Goyim, I love Klal Yisrael. I'm just doing this because I have to. Or it was a michshel, to be machshel them, to think that it's something negative and they should make fun. Hashem wanted that to happen. Whatever the reasons were. And the idea is of why, the deep reason why they were embracing by the time of the Churban is to show that we're still beloved by Hashem. Hashem still puts his Shekhinah with us, and he's mitzar in Atzar. He's mitzar in Atzar. The Chida brings down in Maris Ayin, which is on Yuma, that at the time of the Churban there was a Yichud in Zivig Elyon v'Kadosh, Kidei she'achana v'koyach liYisrael, that there should be a power for Klal Yisrael, Shalayav dibigolos, that they shouldn't get lost in Golos. Karo elai moyed lishbor bachurai. From here you learn Tisha B'Av is a Moyed. There's a Zivig coming there too. We don't understand it, but there is. The Sefer Ayiv Yisrael, the Abderav, the Shabbos Chazayin, also says that Shabbos Chazayin is a higher Shabbos. A very, very high Shabbos. And the B'nai Yisoscha brings down, you know, goes on the B'china of Chayav Adam Lifkad Es Ishti B'Shah She Yoytza L'Derech. When you're leaving town, you're poiked, you're with your wife. So here also they left from the Beis HaMikdash, so Hashem embraced them then. So non-Jews view this as a base human desire. So they couldn't understand how such a thing belonged in the Kodesh Kodashim that the Jews possessed. But we understand that it's done with a feeling of love, then it's a sacred act. Hashem wanted to show us the extent of his love for Am Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Bechai says, Parshas Truma, that this is the idea. It had to be with a parable of a man and a woman during this union, because any other example would be insufficient to explain the deep love between the way Hashem has for us that love. That's what it says. Ki hayakruvim kitzura hazu l'mashal nimratz. It was meant as a analogy, lahoyed al haflogas hadvekas, to show the great attachment shebein Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Yisrael between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, belishom emtzai, without any other separation, He alone with us. He alone with us. And now listen carefully to these words for the Rabbeinu Bechaya Parshas Truma. Avo Ratza Lasis Mashal, he wants to make an analogy, Bedvekas Agufri, with a physical union, She'ein Lemala Mimena. There's nothing greater than that. She'ef Sher Be'emtsoi, it can't be done as an intermediary. You can't express this love through something else. It has to be between a husband and wife themselves, the man and the woman. And that's the strongest when they're connected. Like the Pasuk says, V'smach eishes nurecha. Rabbi B'chai follows the many mefarshim, that's mashma, that the actual act was depicted. That the connection that we have to Hashem is a powerful, endless connection without any immediate intermediary whatsoever. And that is what Hashem is trying to tell us. That's why it's called a bedroom in Tanakh. Chadar Amitos, the Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Beis. B'chadar Amitos, Rashi says, B'aliyas Beis B'chadish HaKadoshim. It's on the higher level of the Chadish HaKadoshim, the upper story, where Yehoyash was hid from Ata Asalya, as the Gemara says, Beit Shakayolin, and so on and so forth. And it's the bedroom. That is what it is. It's a Migdash Ma'at. Now, going back to mitzvahs ayin and mitzvahs peruvu, they're two separate mitzvahs. We said this many times. There's a mitzvah of having children, and there's a mitzvah of ayin in and of itself. The goal of mitzvahs ayin is to strengthen the unity of the couple, to connect them physically, to connect them emotionally, so they become united as one. That is the idea behind it. That is the shayrish. Be'er ha-goyla in the maral, amid lamed vav. Sanhedrin nun ches amibes and chedushi agodas. The maral goes through it. Kedarka, shleikah. I'm not going to get into the whole thing with what he says there and why he says the context of what he says, but he says that a chibur between a husband and a wife, in Jews in particular, is a chibur be'etzem. It's a chibur bechol inyan is called chibur. That's why it's going on really ben noyach. It's according to Sanhedrin Benoich that's balish the Shleikadakas Chayev, Chay Misa. Why? And he explains by Yid. And he goes through that a chibur of a ish v'isha by a Yisrael b'chol inyan nikra chibur. Why they have a madregas tzura? No matter what, even though it's physical, it's a madreg of tzura, which is a high level. Lathikach b'chol inyan in any manner in which the chibur takes place. Hu chibur chaymer litzura. It's a connection of a chaymer to a tzura. And there's three shutvim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mother and the father. And when the couple unites with this pure oneness, the zoichet hashras hashchina, and through the hashras hashchina, as a result of the mitzvahs ayna, yezoichet to actually be the shutvim of the creation of the child when Bas Hashem goes to the inyan of pru or vu. So that's the idea. The Chazal say that children to be born holy, wise, and beautiful. They should have a deep love and desire for each other. Through this connection, they'll have zeicha to children that have good midos. And again, we talked about it in previous shiurim, no matter what your parents were thinking, whatever b'shas chibur, and you're the result of that, whatever it was, every person has the bechira, they could uplift themselves beyond anything, because everyone is connected. So that is the idea. That is the idea. The Tzaddik in Tekanas Teshavim Oisvav explains this concept, which people have a hard time understanding. That the Hana, the Taiva, is Hashem's design. Like we said, when they got rid of the Yetzirah, they couldn't even find an egg. There was no Zivig, there was no Yetzirah, there was no Taiva. Hashem wants the Yetzirah Sa'adam to be through a Taiva. That's the way Hashem wants it. It's a good thing. That's why we're here in the first place. Klum Yetzahara Beinechem. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he won the argument against the Malach, do you have the Malach, and they wanted the Torah upstairs. Do you have a Yetzahara? You don't need the Torah. The Shayrish of the Yetzer is not evil. We call it Yetzahara because usually it inclines us to do evil. But the Etzem Yetzer, Einoy L'ra. Dariyesh Yetzer Toiv. It's also called Yetzer. Cheshkes Halev Hu Nikras Yetzer. where you have a toikif of a chemda of a taiva, whether good or bad, that's a toikif hayetzer, and we could elevate it to the highest heights. Bracha v'hatzlacha.